Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on a funny path of life. More than 40. I've put on the pack. I've chosen to go to Torre del Campo. So to do that one, I haven't done that one in a while. The one in the canyon is kind of taking its place. But I will do that today, keeping the canyon for Saturday. Anyway, and also because this one here, on the weekend, more people are on it. So that way I avoid that crowd. Anyway, beautiful day. Oh, there's a jet stream from the plane in the sky. Slightly hazy, actually, the sky. Maybe the quality of the air, I'm not sure. Well, just in that area. But anyway, beautiful day. So it's going to be the warmest day today, Thursday, and then Tuesday it's going to come back up to around that, and then it's going to, I'm not sure it's going to shoot up, things keep changing, but it's definitely going to go up. But today is it. So I did the laundry this morning, used the ammonia to see about, I had a little bit of dry blood in on a bed sheet. I still kind of see it, but I think I may just try from time to time to to paste on it a little bit, maybe two, couple of times a week, to take some ammonia, spray a little bit, and then hang it outside. I don't have to wash it all the time. I'm going to try to get those as clean. It's not that bad. It doesn't look that bad, but still, it's a little stained, so I was kind of looking up online as far as ammonia is concerned. I've never heard that for stain remover. Kitamancha. Actually, Kitamancha is basically the same translation. Kitamancha. Stain is mancha. Ikitar is to remove. So, pretty right on this one. Anyway. So I finished that documentary on Janice. Whatever that name, I haven't practiced enough, from Greece and from Nigeria. Anyway, a touching story. But like I say, I kind of suspect that this kind of whitewashing behind that, or sport washing, whatever you want to call it. Because I do not doubt the guy's story at all. You know, I have no reason. That's not my issue. However true it may be, what the overwhelming percentage of the people who have nothing to do with that kind of a life and who are in the NBA, you know, on that point of view, or who is mostly attracted, or who kind of makes it, you know. So there's a part of me that just kind of, it's interesting, you know, to hear this guy coming from such a humble background, you know, to make it. He seems to be very sweet, you know. You know, I've met a few of those people who just are very, very sweet. They really, really care. That's not me. You know, I'm not going to fool myself and pretend, because that's just not me. to each his own. But it is, you know, if you're around somebody like that, it's quite endearing. So I have the feeling that, you know, he's a pretty sweet person. But anyway, I've already touched on that yesterday, so no need to stumble upon that stone again. I was listening to Bill Burr, and something struck me, which is, so if you don't know him, his humor is definitely there's self-deprecation, quite angry, and of course, at times pretty ignoramus, but he does it knowingly, because that's why it's funny. You know, there's a material that you're good at expressing in a funny way, and, well, that's what you work with. So that's, it's Bill Burr. But my point being, you know, I would listen to him, you know, to laugh. I enjoy it in doses. But to ask life's advice, that would not even occur to me. So he has this podcast. And so there's some people who send him messages asking him for life advice, which is so funny, you know, because he's been pretty kind of open about the life he has and, you know, issues in relationship and the like. But I don't know. It's interesting. Wow, the trail is really disappearing. I'd be darned. Wow. They've taken all the rails, the wooden rails. So, I mean, I know it, but still, it's like, wow. So, yeah, it's quite interesting that people are feeling stuck or, you know, something that you may talk to your therapist, you know, or a trusted friend. And then they're asking Bill. So, how interesting, you know. There are so many filters in life, so many things that to somebody is garbage and to somebody else, you know, it's treasure. To not assume. Yeah, it's really, from the four agreement, it's a good one. To not assume. You're going to more than likely fall on your ass, if not on your face. Out of that. You just don't know. You know, everybody has different needs, different perspective. Anyway, so, and maybe I think overall the guy's pretty honest, Bearber. I think maybe something people appreciate. They feel like he's trustworthy, you know? He's kind of made an effort to kind of air his dirty laundry for a while now. So it's, you know, it's also his act, but kind of a therapy as well. Anyway. Interesting. So I'm moving along good in the bastards of Istanbul. There is the denouement, the punchline. You kind of see it happening. So there was a mystery from the beginning of the book, you know, and I'm not going to say anything in case you want to read it. And I am enjoying it, you know. There's not too much fat on that meat, I feel, you know. So the thing that I don't necessarily care about that she's writing about, she doesn't go on forever, like Balzac. Oh my goodness, some stuff, it just goes on and on and on. And I just can't. But she's pretty efficient, pretty slim on the writing. So it works. And so, kind of nice. You can kind of see it happening. It's like, okay. I see where you're going with that. Anyway. So basically, well, no, I'm not going to say. I was going to say the I word, but I'm not going to say it. So anyway, it was nice, you know, being in bed. I forgot to turn the electric blanket on. And I don't realize when my feet get cold until I get into bed. So I kind of, it really is nice to get the bed nice and warm. By the time I get in there, the feet get toasty quite quick. But I didn't do it. I didn't think about it yesterday. But again, surprise myself, I read quite a few pages. Anyway, and then went to bed. So the kind of the sabbatical of WhatsApp and screen watching continues. You know, Duolingo now, once I'm done in the morning, and obviously you can tell by how late I started on the walk. I mean, even though I also did the laundry, but that didn't take that much time. I'm not doing it by hand. So the whole Duolingo is done, and all I'm missing is, you know, 15, 20, 25 minutes of extra kanji practice in the evening. But that's it. So no much screen time on that. And during the day, so yeah, I've kind of been looking less at the screen, you know. The coldness is going to be tricky, you know. Like this weekend, it looks like overcast. Going to back down to 10 degrees, I think, around Saturday and Sunday are going to be cold. not that cold in the morning, but basically they're not going to warm up. And so, you know, finding myself in a room kind of was a boredom. So we'll see. There may be a little more watching then. And I guess I'm not like adverse to maybe once a week, you know, to take a little breather, to take it easy, to kind of be like light, you know, relaxed. Anyway. But yeah, I think for the foreseeable future, I plan not to open WhatsApp. So, fourth day. And now I don't see a lot of ramification. No tengo el mono. No, I don't have withdraw. I'm not in withdraw. Tener el mono, to have the monkey, means to be in withdrawal in Spanish. Very cute, eh? Having a monkey on your back. I'm not sure if it's actually the meaning that's used, because mono is monkey, but I don't know if it possibly means something else. But that's kind of the way I see it. It's kind of monkey that just won't let you be. Anyway. Yeah, so gonna enjoy the pretty day. Yesterday I went out around sunset. It's just, what a treat. This gratitude that I feel for. I'm looking at the property so big. You know, where I am. it is just amazing. That just like that. Yeah. Anyway. I mean, not that I'm like an interesting, I can't be trusted, you know. I think I'm okay. As a fellow human being, I think I can be trusted. But still, you know, it's, I don't know. It's quite amazing. Quite amazing. My life has definitely has had quite a few of those moments where at times I have to pinch myself. And of course, these two shall pass. But it's going to have its effect. Like when you're getting smacked in the face, this too shall pass, but it doesn't feel good. You know, that's just the way that it is. So, you know, I don't feel like I'm sleeping on my laurel. And in a way, there's this thing about a monk saying, you know, it's already broken, so enjoy it. So, you know, says you're not attached to it, but you're going to enjoy it. You're going to make use out of it. And kind of an interesting concept. So, you know, obviously, like I said, I really like this place, but I realize, so what? What does it have to do with happiness? You know? And I still somehow believe that there might be such a thing. There might be a place where you'll just click, you know, and then that'll be it. Though, I will enjoy walking again, you know. I have no issue with the lifestyle I'm embarking back on. But the reality is that I would have no qualms about putting the pack down and eventually forgetting I even have one. You know, I'm definitely not addicted to this lifestyle. I do need to be active, you know, to do some things, but yeah, the idea of being on the road, something move, you know, always moving, the Rolling Stone. If it is, it is, you know, and it looks like for the foreseeable future, that's my life, and I'm okay with that. But that's it. It just makes sense now. That's all that it is. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. It's the sense how I would feel, you know, who I would be, the kind of experience I would have is what dictates. And for now, I'm definitely, the momentum is, I'm not stopping, you know, until it feels right. And you would say, but how would you know if you've never, have I never had it? I mean, you know, with Pilar, you know, with Glenda, you know, when I fell in love, my whole life changed. So something overread the, did override, you know, my normal course of action. Like I said, I didn't plan to stay here in 19 when I met Pilar. I was going to go to Tarifa, then Algiers, maybe rent an Airbnb, and then work my way toward Egypt through El Desert El Fayoun, like following the Alchemist Pass. And after meeting her, everything changed, you know. So, and Glenda, well, Glenda was a little different, but when I, you know, on my birthday in 96, when we saw each other, it was like, then it was a done deal. It was, I guess it wasn't that long, right? We met in April, we met in September, 95. I left in November of 95, back to France, and then writing to her like crazy for months, but the whole time, basically. And then we talked very rarely, very, very rarely, because not only the, you know, the time zone, but you have to go to a phone booth for me. And there was no mobile in the 90s. Well, at least in early 90s, huh? To the mid 90s for me anyway. Or whoever had them, I guess, had money to spare. I didn't. But, yeah, outside of that, you know, I mean, I really loved it in Ratnaling, Casadero, yeah, Northern California. That was a beautiful area. Still no update, nothing coming up in terms of me writing. It would be a different kind of letter, you know, along the line of, well, here's what I'm offering, you know, here's how I'm feeling, you know. But if I don't feel that, then I'm not going to write about it. The sense of wanting to fulfill that promise. That wasn't, you know, because it doesn't have to be, you know. I was to be there for 6 months and I stayed 3. But it's okay. It's like not the end of the world. I don't have, you know, regret for not fulfilling it for the way that I left. You know, I wouldn't do it again. But I felt like doing it and I did it. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But yeah, so far, no. It will have to be a very interestingly quiet place. I mean, this is March after all, or we are in March, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's only 28 days this year in February. I realize I'm on the same path as yesterday because the beginning is the same until I take a left instead of a right. And then I go down, all the way down. To the Santa Ana Park, and then I walk my way up, 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 up. Anyway, so yeah, nothing on that, but I mean, it is March, you know, so we'll see. We'll see. It's not like it would take long anyway. They're very easy to reach, you know, with email, so it's not like a logistical nightmare to get it done. And more than likely, anyway, when spring comes, when I head out, I'm more than likely I'm gonna keep wanting to walk. So for a while, to move, to clear everything, you know, and to get that going. And after that, we'll see. There's actually a movie, Mira Farmiga, is that her name? Or Vera Farmiga, I think is her name. She has such beautiful eyes. Actually, it's one of the actresses I find the most sexy. You know, I don't know. She has kind of like a foxy kind of a slick kind of, I don't know, something. Anyway, there's a movie that she directed, if I'm not mistaken, called Higher Up that I really liked. And I was trying to find it before on some of those websites and I never could. So I'm going to try. It kind of came up. I was kind of looking at like IMDb, you know, top movies or whatever. Kind of fun to kind of look and say, oh my goodness. Of course, it was about, I think, kind of box office or the rating from the people who watch them. So the Avengers got a few in there, which, you know, I could not disagree more with that one. But but Higher Up shows up. No, it didn't show up. Silly me. I looked it up. I was just like a cast of Up in the Air with George Clooney. And then I got a name because I keep forgetting a name. So yeah, it's about somebody who loses her faith. I don't see it that way. But basically she has trouble to keep living the way she was living because it's not really making sense anymore. Because she needs something else. And she's struggling, you know, to come to terms with the change. And I think that's quite normal, right? I think change is an enemy for many people. You kind of try to maintain the status quo, but you can't. You just can't. And so that kind of, it's definitely not a flesh-spirit struggle. It's really more of a mind fuck when it comes to discernment, I guess. Anyway, and I liked it. You know, she has children, she has a husband, and she basically... But anyway, regardless. And of course, there is that kind of Kate Chopin awakening about woman emancipation, you know, about women, if they have children, well, you're done, you know, this is it. And being like, no, I can live. I can live, you know. It's not a given that because I'm a mother, therefore, I'm sacrificing everything all the time, and there's no other way. And that kind of makes sense to me. The stereotype, you know. I'm wondering if that's happening more and more, you know. Where either maybe the husband or the partner find himself rearing the children, or maybe other members of the family. And that's a hefty price to pay, because as a woman, I think... Oof, that's a bag of brick. I don't know what would be the equivalent for guys. We're almost to the top. Almost at the top. Casi estamos en la cima, en la cumbre. Al topo. Acima do topo. Oh my goodness. Sopra... I don't know, the top, sopra la collina, diciamo, o la montagna, montagnita, little mountain. That's more of a Spanish slang here. Oh, still. Anyway, so we'll see. I might actually check that out today. So yesterday was Andalusia, and of course I was pretty sure the library will be closed, which it was. But I went for a walk in the afternoon. Went to see Chupa Chup. And there were 2 or 3 cars there. So there I had a snack. And I kind of turned around later, came back, and they were gone. So I thought that maybe actually they were going to stay and party, you know. But she was alone. So she got a double snack because I had the crust of that sheep cheese. That I took off, and so I gave her that with that hot dog. Anyway, and then of course went to check the library. Not surprised. I would have actually been surprised if, you know, if the DIA, the grocery store, closed, and not the library. You know, I would have been surprised that a municipal governmental kind of a function might still. Work. It just didn't make sense. But we'll see tonight if it is. You know, I kind of like, you know, going there, then doing a walk, then coming back, cleaning up, then doing the Japanese, and then reading. Anyway. So. Yeah, so far I'm not feeling anything. So, like I said, it's not set in stone, the rule, you know, about not watching anything, but I think not having Netflix might turn out to be a great impetus to transition. Which leads me to that thought. I can't find that story from Ramdas, which I love. It's about 2 Buddhist brothers. Are they monk? I don't remember. I think maybe they're monk. And they have this place where if you can go have a good debate with one of them, then you can stay for free. Cost you nothing, you're welcome. If not, go on your merry way. And so the older brother is a smart one, but he's sick one day. And so he tells his younger brother, you're going to have to be the one to handle if anybody comes because I'm not doing well. And if somehow that's the case, just propose a silent debate. You know, that's going to be your best shot to hold your own. And so the guests come. Of course, the challenge is accepted. And so the older brother goes lay down and rest. And those two go on about their business. And later, the guest comes by and says, I just wanted to say thank you and what an amazing brother you have. I have learned so much from him. Amazing. And so that's a part that I forgot. So he uses gestures, how he interpreted the gestures of the brother and how he got teachings out of it and wisdom and, you know, and he was so grateful. And then basically he goes on his merry way because as far as concerned, he's lost. So he goes. And then the brother comes shortly after, pissed off, in rage. And the big brother is surprised, what's going on? And basically, his brother is blind in one eye, the younger one, they're not so smart. And basically saying that through sign, the other one was making fun of his eye, you know, by misunderstanding, of course, but that basically he was being pissed and he was expressing his rage to him. So what's so interesting to me, the more I ponder that story, is this idea that you find what you're looking for. You know, you know, it's not like if things were, things are just fine the way that they are. It's about your state of mind. It's about how you see them. How, what story you going to sow into that one, you know? And that's your belief. You know, that's your lemonade, basically. What kind of lemonade are you drinking? Eh? Oh, Kool-Aid, sorry. Purple Kool-Aid, purple drink, as David Chappelle would call it, versus grape juice. But, and so for me, like I said, I didn't get it at first, but it is so tasty. You know, like there is one about the third patriarch, I think it is a book. It says, to one who has no preference, the way is easy, or the way is easy for one who has no preference, or preferences. You know, or Krishnamurti would say, my secret is that I don't mind what is. You know, it doesn't mean you don't fight. It doesn't mean you don't make a stand. You know, that's not what it's saying. But there is both an acceptance and then honoring your path, your dharma, who you are, what your calling is. And in some cases, it would mean to acquiesce, to surrender, to yield, and some other to fight. And that doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. Because that's you. You know, it's individual. It's anecdotal. But I think something that could be universal or objective is this idea about accepting it first. The unconditional acceptance of what happens to you. And once you've cleared that, then you hear for how you are going to respond to it. And that is definitely costing me. Because it requires creating space, maybe where meditation can come in handy, you know, to not get so quick. I remember when I did the number 7 in macrobiotic, which is 10 days with just brown rice and the cookie cha tea, which is not very tasty. No sugar, nothing, just cookie cha tea. And so I did that in June. And, you know, I would never redo it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm glad I did it. And, well, yeah, I'm glad. But also what's interesting, the one thing I experienced outside of negative physical side effect, mentally, I did experience slowing down, quieting. Like I had time to receive what was coming. And inside of me, I was able to kind of look at it and being like, how do I want to respond to that? Instead of being so quick that you're mostly in a reactive state, you know, and then you can easily close yourself to the other one, and then you can become judgmental, all of what entails. something that I've become more and more aware of, you know, that speed is not so good. Definitely not of the essence, and does not really help. Unless in a very, very particular situation where, well, that's just a condition of the moment where you do have to respond quite fast. But most of the time, I have time. I have plenty of time. Heck, I have all the time that I need, you know? And I think it's just me not quite being comfortable giving me the time, or thinking maybe I'll be sort of weak or God knows what, you know? Anyway, I don't know why, but the trail feels so different today. I have done this trail so many times, but parts of it just feel different. That's weird. I mean, like visually different. I mean, anyway, or maybe I'm taking different things, you know, maybe some colors are just coming in foreground and they just give it a complete different look. So I've tried to find that story online, putting the two brother, you know, the one-eyed, and I just couldn't. I was looking at reaching out to the podcast, you know, to ask them, but there was no way. I went to the website and I couldn't find email, so there was no way to contact them, which is weird. You know, most websites, you have a way to kind of contact, but not this one. Anyway, but I really, really, really like it. It's like whatever is happening is, well, that's because that's what you're looking for. That's what you believe. That's what you're aiming at, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. The only dilemma is if you feel like a victim, because then it's going to be a heck of a vicious circle, right? Because it's like you're waiting for something to be different. So basically you keep doing the same thing, which keeps taking you to this place where you don't feel good. And all you're coming up with when you come up from air is like, oh man, where's my hero? Where's my savior? You know, which is a lot of that. Well, actually in weak Christianity, right? The Avengers, a lot of those things. Where is that knight in shining armor? You know? And to me, it just sounds Machiavellian. You know, it sounds horrible. At the same time, to each his own, you know, to each his own. Vivekananda yesterday was writing about, or wrote, I guess I should say, instead of, about religion being a sandbox, you know, when you start. But it's like when you really move on, that stuff goes away. The images and all the ritual and all that, that is kind of like the commandment, you know. It's useful to begin, but not to mature. So, you know, if you find, not that it was that surprising, you know, it definitely corroborates, but I know that if I'm finding somebody who is so literal, you know, talking about the text or whatever, I know that this guy doesn't really have anything for me. So it's kind of, how am I going to manage a situation? One of those happened in a way. Last year, the British couple that came on a bike, didn't plan to stay, but they stayed. It's happened to me a few times with my quirks and my personality. I attract some, a small percentage of people, bystanders. And so, you know, and they're Christian. So, well, it doesn't matter which, they're Protestant or Catholic, it doesn't matter. But kind of started to talk, and I kind of was like, well, you know, just to let you know, if you feel like black and white about it, it's just better for us not to get into it. I don't mind, you know, expressing my point of view about it, you know, how I feel about this way of looking at it. Just doesn't do it to me, you know. I understand because I was there, but it's just, I'm not there now. I don't know where I am. Maybe I'll come back to it, but I'm just not there. And to me, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't inspire me, you know. It doesn't propel me forward. And actually, even later, she sent me a WhatsApp with a podcast, which I listened, which wasn't bad, actually. I kind of enjoyed it. But, you know, like at the end of a podcast, the guy was like, yeah, only ask. It's kind of like a rabbi, but basically with a Christian spin, flavor on it, kind of a fusion priest. And he's like, well, just give me a couple of years. And I'm like, say, hold on to your judgment for a couple of years. And I'm like, that's so silly. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, we will need at least 2 years to be able to form a judgment in terms of, is it something that I want to commit myself or not? Or just because you say so? And I'm going to believe, I don't know, it's just, you know, it's kind of almost like a misplaced arrogance. I don't think the guy meant to be arrogant at all. He was more like a salesman and of course, genuine belief that, you know, some of the thing that he's getting out of it, you know, it feels like, well, for you to be able to get there, you kind of need that. So that's what I did. So this is what I'm advising you to do. Or what the science says, you know, that how long does it take for somebody to really get it for whatever reason after all the studying. So to me, at least, that makes no sense. You know, it's kind of like me watching the movies or reading some of those books or trying things and being like, why did I wait so long? Why wasn't that enough? Why was my gut sensation in this respect not enough? You know, because there are times to where that's challenged, but it's because there is something of equal or greater value that comes along. But if it doesn't, well, then it just stays. It just, you know, the decision stands. What would I change? You know, or what would I suspend my discernment for somebody else's perspective? You know, that's where relative, well, I mean, am I not all fucking relativism? You know, everything. It's like, I cannot take relativism from the human mind. So if I cross any human being, this person is going to be automatically relativized, because unless that person is going to be more than that, what I know as far as a human being is concerned, because I could come up upon an enlightened being. Maybe there's such a thing. Never met one. I've read about it. It's kind of like ghost, or it's kind of like reincarnation. It's not useful. I don't care. If there is such a person, and if I meet them, well, the meeting will take care of it. Kind of like Ram Dass with Babaji, right? Ram Karoli? Oh, I forgot his name. Anyway, but basically, the meeting, the experience changed him, not what anybody said. And like he said, you know, some other people met the guy and felt nothing. So it didn't change them. So the point being, you know, if I'm going to, whoever I meet, it's all, basically, it's automatically, it's like, yeah, this is not an A plus. It can be an A plus. It's going to be between like a D and a B, maybe a B plus. But, you know, like somebody reaching like an A or A plus, no, you know. So I obviously will take that person with a grain of salt. And I do believe that with women, it's going to be a little more equalized, because before, being a horny celibate, sorry, Ram Dass, I'm taking this one for you. It's a cute one. Obviously, if I met a girl, a woman, well, not a girl, sorry, definitely, I have vices, but pedophilia is not one of them. That's something I don't understand. It's like, wow, what's happening to that person that a child is sexually appetizing? I don't get it. But anyway, so I would meet girls, young women, I guess, but what I mean by girl is young women. Or women, me personally, I'm more attracted to mature women. You know, somebody 5-10 years older than me doesn't scare me. I think by now, you know, compared to Glenda, which was 21 years old, me being 51 or my 52, we're looking at somebody 70, 73. It's highly unlikely now. There's definitely something with biology. I mean, Glenda was a freaking hottie. Sizzling. But so we meet them, and there was definitely a part of me that was like considering the potential of hooking up with that girl. That woman. Sorry, I keep saying girl, but I guess you know what I mean. And I have a feeling, I'm really curious to see, because a part of me is definitely insecure in some social context to where, well, it's kind of like when the rubber hit the road, basically, like in everything. Even when I met Jenny last year, you know, kind of expressing stuff or seeing how clumsy, torpe, yo estaba muy torpe, or me he sentido muy torpe, or I felt very clumsy, you know, with her. And it was like, why is that? Because, you know, that part of me, you know, wasn't run by the mind. And definitely there was some, I felt awkward, insecure, I guess maybe vulnerable, maybe kind of a mix, you know, mixed package. Anyway, so obviously that I don't know until I get into it, or, you know, until, because now it's not really going to be an issue for almost maybe 99.9% of the women. I really don't foresee that being a challenge. I really don't really see women who look very, very pretty on the outside. It's not really attractive. It's nice to look at. It's, you know, like seeing a pretty picture, but that's it. There's just, it's not interesting. So if I see somebody, you know, who has makeup, well, actually, no, makeup, I don't see it as pretty. So that's not true. But like, you know, whatever they do, and it kind of looks good on them, the way they clothes and everything, it's not that interesting. Which is, again, something that I enjoyed about Jenny. Because, you know, she had the buzz cut, no makeup. She had a few tattoos, but nothing crazy, but a few tattoos, but I don't get the whole tattoo stuff. Piercing, I'm not sure. I don't remember. She could have had. But like, just kind of natural, kind of like, yeah, this is who I am. You know, I'm not going to do anything else, you know. And I like that. I really, really like that. So, you know, they could be. But it's really, really unlikely. And like I say, I can appreciate a beautiful looking woman. And even being physically attracted. But that's not going to go take me very far either. Because I know that even more so on the Camino, it's something if I was sedentary, you know. Because it could be something in long term. And the criteria would change in terms of what would become viable. But on the Camino, mostly you see people just one time. Or even if you see them more, you may just have one evening. Or they may, like, kind of like with, I can't think of a name from Bilbao, from the Basque country, from Euskadi. You know? When we met, he was, west of Bilbao. I was coming the other way. And so, well, there was no way we were going to be seeing each other more, because if not, we more than likely would have, I'm pretty sure. Who knows, but I'm pretty sure, because we kept into contact until I cut it off. Got something, I just didn't like it. And I talked about that, actually. So, you have to go dig. Wow, that's a long time ago. That's 22, right? Yeah, it will be 22. So, almost 2 years ago. Well, more than 2 years ago. No. But a year and a half ago. Anyway. Passing one's field. Curious to see if he's here. No, it's going to be another one. No, I'm going to go away because it's a big puddle in the middle of the trail here. So, yeah, I don't feel... I feel quite light, I have to say. I'm really curious about, you know, kind of maybe candid exchanges, you know, because now there is less dirty laundry. I don't have really anything up my sleeve, you know. I'm of course open, you know. I've had things like Dorito and Nora again, you know. When if things happen organically, I'm kind of open, you know. But at the same time. Yeah, no big deal. Doesn't matter. So it matter and doesn't. Meaning like, well, let's see how it goes, you know. Let's see how my personality drive with those people. So, because possibly not much on the Vicentina, La Jota Vicentina, but when I get from Lisbon up, that's Camino Portuguese. So everybody's coming that way. So then I may be, you know, sharing the Camino with the same people for extended period of days. So, for what that's worth. Anyway, so beautiful. So beautiful here, guys. You have no idea. I really, really, really enjoy it. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, starting next week to be able to do a sunset walk. So this walk here, not where I'm here, I would turn right instead of left. But, you know, it's about an hour. And so, you know, time it with the sunset. And it's just the light pouring through the pines. And I don't know, it's just beautiful. And then doing something like that. The days where I've gone to see Chupa Chup. Also, I could still go, just go and give us a snack. It's not like that far away. But yeah, so going to the library around 5, and here we're around what, 7:20 or so, I think, sunset. I think it's around the time. So, you know, it'll be like around 6-ish to start to hit the trail and to enjoy a leisure walk, because it's really, really, I can just feel it, you know, it's a state, it's a thing, you know, it's like, how can anything else compared to that? You know, as of now, you know, there's nothing, everything else is miles away, you know, then it's like I am inebriated with that sensation on the inside. And of course, I'm being maybe a little facetious, quote unquote, when I use inebriated, because unlike alcohol, which is not a natural state, or which is something which has collateral damage, this one I don't mean it that way. It just means the intensity of the emotions, the feeling, the way that it feels. You know, it's, yeah, this place really has been amazing. And it is. Okay, hold on. I need to make sure that I'm pretty sure I'm not right. Well, hold on. 46 minutes. Wow, I'm going a long ways. All right, I'm going to have to wrap it up. You know, I loved the Casadero. Of course, you know, when I was in love with Glenda, you know, 123 La Mesa Drive, you know, Kerrville, Texas. So, you know, whatever anchored me into those places. But really here, you know, I'm also in a place in my life where, I don't know, you know, there's definitely something to be said about envejecer, aging, you know? Envejecimiento. Wow, my goodness, that's aging. Envejecimiento. Envejecer is to the process, the infinitive of the word age. To age, I guess, to get old, yeah. Envejecer, to get old. Here we go. Envejecimiento, aging. The aging process. It took me a while to remember that bad boy. And so, that to me, maybe it's a curious case of Benjamin Button where my life is going reverse, maybe against the natural order. You know, most people, they look back to their youth, you know. You know, tilting, asomando la cabeza en el marco de la ventana, yeah, to kind of leaning, you know, against the window frame, looking outward and being like, being nostalgic, you know. And to me, there, I mean, no, thank God. It's like, you know, I have made peace with it, but it was not fun, to say the least. You know, my childhood and my early, my teenage and my early adulthood. You know, really until Glenda was basically the advent of a change in the air, you know, of a change of pattern. And of course, that was the experience. It was not the idea. I had read quite a bit, actually. I had a big reading frenzy for when I left to England, and I got crazy into French literature. Not that I am like a lit major or anything like that, but in my own way. And yeah, so for me, it's kind of late, you know, late coming into the game. But it's, I mean, it's starting to stack up now, you know, and it's definitely building confidence, momentum, and faith, because, you know, it's not about sunshine. It's not about peaches and cream. I've had plenty of horrible things, but none of that is a problem. None of that, you know, it's not conditional on how I feel momentarily. Though those do affect as a bundle. But it's more about, it's hard to explain. It really is hard to explain this sense. It's like you feel like everything is congruent. Everything has converged into that one spot, and it just clicks. It's just like, yeah, that's it, you know? I mean, even this winter, the boredom is not... I guess, actually, I'm going to write to Juan and Eduardo to invite them for next Saturday. So make sure those two guys have that message and see if they are cool with it, because it looks like it's going to be great weather. Even if you may actually even have to wear a slight layer, but it should be fine. Anyway. But yeah, outside of that, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look. There's the other power cord. Juan fixed one, and now the other one is messed up. It's like, what the heck is going on? I went to mow a patch yesterday, and that was kind of getting tall. It's like, dang it, the other one is messed up. So, but if I can find a screwdriver, I'm going to open up the heads and see if maybe the cable didn't get loose. That's kind of what I think happened. Yeah. Okay, so this one is... this one, the next one is where I'm taking a right, yeah? Yeah. So anyway, so here we are on this beautiful, my goodness, Thursday already. Make sure I don't remember, next Tuesday, I'm gonna get that car inspection. So, and then I'll go to Decathlon to get my couple of things. I'd like to find, I'm going to be looking something in Hain. I'll go to a shopping center, more than likely. The Decathlon, I'm wondering if it's the same area as Carrefour. Because I'd like to find a new one. My tablet case is cracked. I mean, it's not cracked, but it has one area that's broken. And depending on where it's staying on me, it basically kind of doesn't cut, but it's kind of... And if it was something lighter, I wouldn't mind either. But if not, this one is still working just fine. So I saw one in the Mercadona when I went, and it looked so flimsy. I was like, nah, thanks. That's going to last 5 minutes. You know, doesn't weigh anything. Great. But it's almost like it's made out of cardboard type deal. So could be wrong. You know, it could be better quality than I think. But, you know, when you go to those bazaar, there is discernment that's needed, or kind of a good weighing of, you know, price versus duration. Anyway, I think that's enough here. I was surprised yesterday that I went over an hour. I didn't realize that. So sorry, I have no idea how far. I don't think it was too much, though. But anyway, so on my way down now toward El Parque. See, parco in Italian, park in French, parque in Portuguese. I think it's parque. Yeah. Sometimes I get them confused. Anyway, so I'm about to come to my right turn. Anyway, that's a little steep, so it will need my attention. And here I can see Torre del Campo in a distance on the lower side of the world. And there's my right turn. Anyway, so... peace and love, guy. Have a beautiful day wherever you are. And, maybe not. Hold on a second. That doesn't look right. Did I go too far? I guess we'll see where it takes me. Anyway, peace and love. Looking like I'm going on a new trail.